Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
We kind of got onto the subject at the tail end of last night's show about fads and crazes. We kind of worked out that my 14-year-old daughter's school craze or fad at the moment is doing this weird thing where they put their hand over their mouths during photos. So every photo I've got of my 14-year-old doing anything on family holidays or anything, she's got her hand over her mouth. But all of her mates do it in school photos as well. So I want to know from you tonight on this show, first hour home time, when you were at school, what was the big craze? For me, it was what I would describe as tie tomfoolery. And I don't mean a foreign student. I mean messing around with your tie, either putting the thin bit to the front, big bit to the back, or like I was saying on yesterday's show, inexplicably picking out the threads and lines on the tie with a compass that you had for maths to make it kind of black stripes. Kind of a protest in many ways. Dan says, for me, it was those sweet necklace things. People would bite half off, then flick the other half at the kids in class or even the teacher in my case. What a time to be alive, he says. Agreed. Halfinch says, for me, it was one big fad amongst girls at my school was taking the outside of a Vic's nose thing, then dabbing it under the eyes to make your eyes water. There's a lot of younger kids listening to this thinking, what the hell was going on back in the olden days? I had a Kerry who's just messaged me on Instagram to say, RE school fads, body shop white musk perfume. The common room reeked of it. Lordy says they used to secretly make friendship bracelets during lessons and that they'd trap one end in our old-fashioned wooden desks and then flip down the top. I don't even know what any of that means. Emma says, paint your palm with... I've had a lot of messages like this, and this wasn't a thing when I was at school, but apparently the big thing in Emma's class was painting your palm with glue, letting it dry, and then peeling it off in a single layer. Simpler times. John says, flicking the fountain pen ink over the person in front of you. Kind of imagine that, like Bartleby the Scrivener there with his fountain pen and pot of ink, etc. Mr. G says, headbags. Everyone had one. Do you remember those? A really interesting combination of having a normal sports bag and then inexplicably a little zip-away purse that you could kind of carry around with you, like something that would leave a mothership and then connect back up again. This is very strange. Dan says, for some reason, the big fad at our school was pretending to be possessed. There was a rumour that the RE teacher performed an actual exorcism on a pupil the year before we all started, so people took that and ran with it. I absolutely love it. Keep them coming in, 8, 12, 15. Colette's on the line. What was the big craze at your school then, Colette?
Oh, crumbs. So there was the Grolsch bottle tops on your shoes, which was, I think, I believe a Bross thing.
Yes.
And I still actually have a Grolsch bottle top somewhere kicking about. not that I ever wore them on the shoes. And shrunken crisp packets. I think that people used to melt them in the oven and have them as key rings, which is always quite jealous about because I never had one.
What area are we talking here? Because obviously what's been interesting about talking about this is that every different area around the United Kingdom has got a different kind of craze.
Well, I grew up in Farnham in Surrey.
Okay.
And then everything was obviously wicked at the time as well. Everything was...
So talk us through the crisp packet thing. You would... And this is quite weird if you think about putting a crisp packet into the oven. Imagine like how mad your parents would go about that. But you just put a crisp packet in the oven and wait for it to shrink up?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, I never actually tried it myself, but I had friends that did. And also around sort of bonfire night, they'd put them in the bonfire or near them, melt them down and shrink them. I've never dared try it myself. But
and then, like, what was the end product? Was it just like a tiny version of the big packet?
A shrunken version, obviously a bit harder, but yeah. A shrunken packet that you could have as a keyring.
Simpler times, isn't it? Really, just simpler times.
Yes, definitely.
Never did us any harm, did it, Colette?
Nope, that's it. Definitely not.
I've tried at some point. Actually, probably not. Don't do that. Don't try that at home. A thing that's been repeated a lot on text over the past few hours, and that is this weird thing of shrinking crisp packets. What a strange thing. What a strange pastime, shrinking crisp packets. And weirdly enough, just a couple of minutes after we spoke to her on the phone, Dr. Watson, not that one, has been on text saying, I've actually found some shrunken vintage 80s Chili McCoy packets in an old pencil tin yesterday. I believe they were called Shrinky Dinks, or shrinkies, like I said, a different time. What was the fad from back in the day when you were a kid? It's 8, 12, 15. You can get in touch as well on Twitter at Absolute Radio.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Vicky has texted the show to say the big craze when she was at school was, and this is very weird, pretending to give each other injections with mechanical pencils. That takes you back. We want to know what was the main craze that defined your time in the education system. Stuart says our craze was rolling up pieces of paper and firing them at people for a Bic pen holder. Several times we accidentally hit the teacher and got detention. With great power comes great responsibility, my friend. Pearlie says, back in the day for us, was covering your exercise books with wallpaper offcuts so everyone knew what the parents' living room looked like. Do you know, bizarrely enough, I've been trying to do a bit more reading, because normally I can't read more than about 4 or 5 pages and then I fall asleep. So I've been bringing it in with my work bag, and my book's been getting messed up in my work bag. And I was saying, is there any way of sorting this out? Someone suggested putting wallpaper on your books, just like the old days. I'm going to give it a go and see if it makes a bit of a difference. We kind of talked about the iconic Head sports bag. Do you remember that bag from back in the day? Leah's called in having heard this and wants to give us some incredible intel. Lee, what is it?
I actually still use my Head bag. I've got it with me here.
Yeah.
I still use it today, and I still use my old school shoes from when I was at school. I still fit in them.
There's a lot to unpack there, my friend. There's a lot to unpack. So let's start with the Head bag. So we're talking about these kind of sports bags that you had back in the day that had an incredible zip-awayable purse that you could carry with you. Is yours like that?
Yeah. Yes, it is, yeah.
Brilliant. And what do you use it for in your day-to-day life, Lee, if you don't mind me asking?
I use it to just carry, so like, day-to-day things when I'm in my truck.
And what do you use the little purse bit for, Lee?
That's where I put my, what I call my hot pots, my cups of tea with the screw-on tops. I'll put them in there.
Brilliant. So normal stuff in the main bag, hot pots in the zip-away purse. Now it's all becoming clear. Let's deal with these shoes that you can still fit into, Lee. So you're able to still fit into a pair of shoes that you wore at school at what age?
When I was in... when I was 15, 16.
OK, and you've got the same size feet now?
Yeah.
That's good. And what kind of shoes are they?
They're black, straight black leather shoes with... I'm trying to think of the laces. They're really thin laces.
Great. I was wondering whether there might be a pair of Heelys or so, and I said I'd love to see you head to the truck in a pair of those bad boys. But what an incredible thing. Can still fit into your shoes from when you were a teenager.
Absolutely.
Good lad. Are you in your van and lorry right now?
I'm just about to leave to go home.
Can you give us a little beep? Because I kind of love the noise of lorry beeps.
No, I mean, this is a sad one. It's an MAN, so it's really...
Oh, it's got gravitas, though, Lee. I think that's got gravitas. It'll get your attention.
Yeah, a little bit.
Good to speak to you, man. Take care.
And you, thank you.
This person here says, I started high school back in 2006, so for me, messy buns, short ties with big fat knots, Glee, Flappy Bird, lads jumping on Froobs to make them explode, black eyeliner and clumpy mascara, Paul's Boutique jackets to name but a few.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Can I tell you about a weird thing that I've got into eating quite frequently? Fiery beetroot. You aware of what fiery beetroot is? It's like packs of beetroot balls. I mean, I think beetroots are balls anyway, right? Aren't beetroots kind of a sphere? So it's not like they've made them into balls. Anyway, I digress. I don't want to ponder on the whole ball thing. But they're spicy. They're in a packet. And I love them. And it's one of those things where I bought them the other day to, like, add into a salad for the kids. And I just ate all of them out of the packet on my own. It was really weird. And they were gone before I even knew about it. And this is quite a big thing for me, because when I was a kid, when I was a little boy, we used to go to my granddad's house in Weston-super-Mare quite a lot for Sunday roasts. And I think as you get older, you heat stuff up less. Is that fair to say? Like, my children are always sometimes taking the mickey out of their nana, my mum, that when she does a pizza, she never actually fully cooks it through. My granddad back in the day used to do, like, cold oven chips and massive chunks of beetroot, and it's quite triggering for me, and I always used to hate it. But now I feel like I've healed myself from that beetroot pain. And I put it on Twitter the other day, and I had a lot of people come back to me and say, yeah, beetroot's like a... It's not like a hidden gem. Like, no, people know about beetroot. It's not a secret. But I think there's more love out there for beetroot than you would first think. Kristen says, totally agree on the whole beetroot thing. Kat says, instant follow as a recommendation. But it does give rise to the particular, you know, wrinkle in this about, is there like a weird food or snack that you have an incredible appetite for and can eat in one sitting? Because I honestly could just sit there with a pack of that beetroot stuff and just eat it right the way through. I know it's meant to be saved in the fridge over the course of a week and added to salads and such, but I just had it in one go. And I know we're inherent with eating beetroot, with great power comes great responsibility and great risks in terms of what it can do to your wee-wee, give you a bit of a start all there. Your hands ain't so good either. But I kind of love it. So have a think about this, right? Is there one weird food that you're absolutely obsessed with and can eat the whole thing in one go? Leah says, I'm late to the party, I know. However, I've only just tried these beetroot things from Marks and Spencer. They do a sweet chili one, as I had no idea which one to choose. As the youth of today say, I'm obsessed. And I agree with the one serving thing. They're utterly delightful. Just talking about my beetroot ball obsession. That sounds terrible, doesn't it? But you know those beetroots, the fiery ones that you can get? I just eat them out of the pack. And I want to know from you tonight on the show, is there a weird food or snack that you have an incredible appetite for and can eat it in one sitting? Big one on Twitter, some great people getting in touch with the show today, says sweet corn in a tin. I'm not sure about that. Reminds me of when my dad used to go fishing when I was a kid. It smells like bait. Kate says celery with squeezy cheese. Been to a Boxing Day party and ate an entire plateful once or twice before now. And hi to Charlotte, who says, my mouth is watering just thinking about these. Pickled Alma paprika stuffed with cabbage. It's a very strange photo she sent us as well. Some very interesting recommendations coming into the show. Carl in the Black Country says he likes to eat raw cauliflower. How does that even work? Jared in Somerset says pickled walnuts, the ones from a tree. Lovely pickled, and you can buy them from a shop. Is that where walnuts come from, trees? Is that how that works? Things are done different in Somerset, I'll be honest with you. This text says, I have to say my one sitting nibble is the Olive Company garlic and rosemary olives from Truro, Cornwall. What a refined taste you guys have. These are the Rolls Royce of olives, in my opinion. Once the packet is open, I can't stop eating them, says that person who doesn't leave their name. You can probably imagine why. We do have Kieran on the line, though. Kieran, what is the thing that you can eat in one sitting?
It's pickled eggs.
Oh.
What are you making that noise for?
Well, you've seen them in chip shops. You always see them on the back shelf in chip shops. I always think to myself, who the hell eats those things? It's you, Kieran, isn't it?
They're all for me.
What do they? Can you describe what the taste of a pickled egg is like when you put it in your mouth? What's that taste like?
Just sour. Just like scrunching up your face. I don't know what it tastes like, really. It just tastes like the feeling of you shouldn't be eating this, and I love it.
Forbidden fruit. And Kieran, do you know, in terms of people in your life, if they see you eat this, are they disgusted and horrified by the vision in front of them?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't like it. So I normally do it in a, like, I stick the whole egg in my mouth and I just eat it. And it's disgusting for all of them. And I'll just keep going.
I'm getting vibes of like an anaconda or something in a zoo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, I mean, it's one egg at a time. I'm not crazy. I wouldn't go for two eggs. That's mental. But yeah, no, there's no dislocation of the jaw. It fits quite well. It fits quite well.
Brilliant. Thank you for bringing in the phrase dislocation of the jaw into the Home Time show this evening. Final question: how many can you eat of these in one sitting?
I could go for five. I could do the whole jar. I've not done it for a while, but I could do it. My other half doesn't let me anymore. It's, But yeah, I'll go for about maybe two. I could sneak a third, but that's as good as it's going to get. And then I'm sleeping on the sofa.
All right, Sam. Well, I don't want to know where that's going. Just stay out of trouble. Don't fall off the wagon. And good to speak to you, Kieran.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Can I tell you about a bit of a revelation then that I had on holiday? And it's this. We went to Mallorca last week and we flew from a small airport. And it was a game changer. And I'm like, I'm not a massive fan of flying. Are you a big fan of flying? I don't know why anyone would be. Why would you be a fan of flying? Because I don't know if anyone really deep down enjoys it. Do you enjoy that? Although my dad's always gone about, yeah, absolutely, it's the best bit of the holiday as far as he's concerned. I think that makes him a bit weird. The thing that gets me, I think, with flying, it's not the actual flight itself. It's the build-up, it's the airport. That's the worst bit, isn't it? So like I say, they go on about like, oh, just fly to Spain, it's only 2 hours. It's not 2 hours, it takes ages, doesn't it? You ever had that where you're like going on holiday somewhere in Europe and, you know, the flight time isn't that much, but all the faff either side of it is the thing that takes forever. And it's like getting there takes a long time. You need to think about that. Really expensive taxi, queuing to check your bags in. We can do the bag drop thing, which is incredibly confusing in its own right. Loads of bits of paperwork everywhere. Queuing for an overpriced pastry. I mentioned this on the Saturday show. I hate the way they have a pot of all the weapons they've confiscated off people when you're going through the security search. I don't want to see them. Even if you're doing your job well, I'd rather not see them. All the flick knives and the butane that you've managed to confiscate. And then queuing for loo and stuff like that as well. So we flew from London City Airport, which I'd never flown from before. I didn't even know it was the thing, to be honest with you. I sometimes, when I'm cycling back to Fenchurch Street in the evening, look up and see a plane coming out of what appears to be the middle of central London. That's London City Airport. And it's amazing. It's really tiny, really easy to get into with the old DLR thing. And it kind of reminded me of the local airports. You know, like the airports that you have near you. Like I grew up, spent a lot of time in Bristol. So, Bristol International. Or Cardiff. You've been to Cardiff Airport. It's nowhere near Cardiff. But I kind of like it. A good old-fashioned two-runway type affair. Just this kind of road going over the hill. This text here from Jared says, Bush, my dad got me into eating walnuts. We mentioned walnuts a bit earlier on. He said they grow on trees. Can you wish him a happy 80th, please? His name is Mr. Mick Barsby. Sounds like a bit of a legend. He's from Taunton. Good to have you guys on board. Thanks for listening to the show. Loads of you, by the way, have been telling us how much you've loved Absolute Radio Calm. So we're going to be making it a permanent part of our family of stations. Absolute Radio Calm is back to back relaxing sounds, such as waves, rain, beach walks and roaring fires. And you won't hear any ads or messages if you sign up to become an Absolute Radio Premium listener. Plus, you get a load of other exclusive stations as well. There's some great stuff in there like Forgotten 80s, Chilled, and My Indie Disco 24/7. So if you want no ad breaks and exclusive stations, then get the 3 free months trial. Sign up for our free trial with the code CALM at absoluteradio.co.uk. It's $3.99 when the trial ends and terms apply. And it's all at the information at absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Louise, though, is on the line that's taking issue with this. Louise, your intel, please, about pickled eggs.
It's chickens you can keep and you don't have to kill them, produce protein. So eggs, high form of protein. You could pickle all your eggs for however long and store them so that when times are hard, you had loads of protein to eat, and they were quite small to keep and easy to keep. And then, if times are hard, then you got high protein diet.
So, Louise, you're talking about your childhood here, a bit like Angela's Ashes. Is that what we're talking about? When are we going back to in this this story of the past?
It's not me. I just like pickled eggs. But I was horrified that people always think that pickled eggs are so awful when they're quite a long-standing type of food. Anyway, I'm very drunk. I should not have texted.
Are you all very drunk? What have you been doing? Why are you so drunk, Louise? What's going on?
We're building... No, don't try and get some story so you could get me on the radio.
I just want to hear what it is that you're doing. That's all. You'd have to give loads of detail.
We're building a big brick wall in our garden because our son's just qualified as a bricklayer. And we've got an 80-foot garden in Leighton. And we thought we'd give him a nice, gentle project, a 70 to 80-foot brick wall at 6 foot high.
Brilliant.
So the poor little sod's just gone off, and my partner and I are in our 50s, and we're doing the labouring for him. So at the end of the long day, we've had 2 bottles of Prosecco, and I'm a bit drunk.
Amazing. I cannot wait to see how this wall turns out after 2 bottles of Prosecco.
Oh, no, it's all done. We're at the end of the day.
Oh, what's your lad's name?
Zach.
You've heard of Hadrian's Wall. This is Zach's wall.
Zach Broadley's wall.
Zach Broadley's wall has got a ring to it. Take care.
Thank you.
But you know what's kind of interesting, getting an insight into your life about what snacks you're into? Everyone's different. We've got someone on the line right now who's got a snack that's a proper curveball. You might have had it on holiday. Alison's on the line. Alison, what is that snack that you could eat in one sitting?
Patron peppers. They have to be cooked, but they're gorgeous.
So weirdly enough, we had a plate of these when I was on holiday in Mallorca last week, and they're absolutely amazing. I couldn't stop eating them.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your excitement about that, Alison. I appreciate that.
No worries.
And where do you have them? Because I've never seen them in the United Kingdom. I've only ever had them on holiday.
They do them in Sainsbury's.
And how do you cook them? What do you do to cook them?
Just cook them in a pan with a little bit of oil, and then make sure you put lots of salt on them.
Okay, yeah, that was a lot of salt on the one that I had. Alison, it sounds like you've obviously got work going on in the background there. Is that the case?
No, I'm on holiday, actually, in Dorset.
Oh, brilliant. So you're just chatting to a stranger on the phone about Padron peppers?
Yeah, as you do.
Is it going all right? Are you having a good holiday?
Yeah, very, very good.
Any chance of getting Padron peppers down there, do you think?
I doubt it, to be honest.
The night is young, though. We're on till 7.
Yeah.
If you manage to find any, do get back in touch.
Will do.
Thank you so much for your company. Cheers for getting involved. Cheers for listening. Although your chat earlier on about your favourite types of weird snacks that you eat has made me so hungry that I texted my other half, Katie, and thought, why don't we get ourselves a takeaway this evening? I'm starving. It's actually half term as well. Let's do ourselves a favour. Waited a couple of minutes for a reply, and she's just sent me a voice note saying she's actually just gone and got herself battered sausage and chips and not thought about me at all. So I'll be fending for myself this evening. If you're in the same boat, you have my moral support.